Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Well, maybe he'll be arrested tomorrow. Anyway, good morning. How you doing? Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, our latest radio station signal, along with 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You can also see the Facebook live stream of the show, although there's not much to see. The high point would be the little ducky that I got from Jennifer with the Nail City Jeep Club. It's sitting on top of my mic stand here, or arm, or whatever this thing is called. In any event, there's that. Okay, I've got a prize package here for you, pair of tickets. And this is a great attraction in Pittsburgh. It's the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium, world-class zoo and aquarium. Pair of tickets here for you. Now, the winner has to come here to the studios on Rock Hill in Bel Air to pick up the tickets. If you're the winner, you need to come here. We simply cannot trust the post office to mail this stuff to you. I'm sorry, we just can't. You might know the location as the Womp Studios, which is still the Womp Studios, but it's also now the Big Willie Studios on Rock Hill. It's High Ridge Road, 56325 High Ridge Road, across the street from the Rock Hill Presbyterian Church. So if you're the winner, you got to come here and pick them up during business hours. Bring an ID. Bring your driver's license or something so we know it's you, so you know we don't get ripped off, and that would be great. So it's going to be the 15th caller. We're going to go through these pretty fast today. We had the first 10, but people were abusing the system by, well, not abusing, they're taking advantage of it. So we're trying to expand it to offer more people more opportunities. So let's see if we can clear the lines first. Line 1, line 2, line 3, line 4, line 5. Line 6, line 7, line 8, line 9, line 10, line 11, line 12, line 13, line 14, line 15. All right, all the lines are cleared. 15th caller, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Once again, 740-325-1490. 15th caller wins a pair of tickets to the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium. You get both in one. And it's a great thing. It's a great thing for the kids, for the grandkids. They have lots of really, really neat animals and aquatic stuff like fish and octopuses and seahorses and stuff. Oh, penguins. They have all sorts of stuff. They really do. It's great. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Toby.
I'm sorry?
Toby.
Okay. Toby, from Roots, that Toby?
Nope.
Okay. You're caller number one. Good luck. Thought it might be Toby. Some people call him Kuta Kinte, but I know him better as Toby. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Brian.
Brian, okay. You're caller number two. Caller number two. Brian, so again, if you've won anything in the past 30 days, you're not eligible. Give somebody else a chance. Again, 740-325-1490, 740-325-1490. Win a pair of passes to the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium. 15th caller wins. Again, if you've won anything in the past 30 days here at this radio station, then give somebody else a chance. So, hold on. Big Willie 105.5.
Brian again.
Big Willie 105.5.
Hi.
Hi, what's your first name?
Jamie.
I'm sorry?
Jamie.
Okay, Jamie. Where are you calling from?
Wheeling.
All right. What kind of work do you do, Jamie?
I'm a secretary.
Oh, really? What company?
The Village of Beach Bottom.
Oh, the Village of what?
Beach Bottom.
Beach Bottom. You know Serena Heckathorn is from Beach Bottom. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, she's, God, I love her. All right, Jamie, you're caller number four, so hurry up and call back.
Okay.
Good luck. Good luck.
Yes, I did.
Big Willie 105.5.
All right, Jamie, you're caller number four.
Ah, stop with that! Okay. Here we go again. I can't believe I have to do this. I cannot believe I have to do this.
When you call, before you call, the first thing you have to do is turn down the volume on your radio or any other device that you are using to hear Dimitri live and Dangerously Local. If you have it playing in the background, this will cause feedback. This will cause terrible technical issues. You think I have terrible technical issues just doing this show? Well, I do. But it becomes that much worse if you have the radio playing in the background. Do not have the radio playing in the background. When you call, if the phone rings, don't hang up. That's a good sign. That means I'm going to get to your phone call. When you call, don't hang up. You have to be there so we can have a conversation. So I can Big Willie 105.5. See, this is exactly what I mean. The concept is not really all that hard. When you call, do not. Big Willie 105.5.
Doug.
Doug, where are you calling from?
Steubenville.
And what are you up to these days, Doug?
Working.
Yeah,
getting
kind of,
ready to go to work, that is.
What kind of work?
Property manager for R&R Rentals.
Okay, great. Get rid of those deadbeats. Evict them and get some good people in there, okay?
Man, oh man, you wouldn't believe. Or you would not believe.
You're number eight. Hurry up and call back. Good luck to you. Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Brian.
Brian, okay, you're caller number nine. Brian is very consistent. I will give him that. Very persistent. Big Willie 105.5, what's your name?
Toby.
Toby. Oh, Quinta Kinte, yep. You're number 10. Okay, well, pretty soon we're going to have a winner. Okay, Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Brian.
You know, we try to open it up, make it the first, 15th caller. So we have a wider range, so we allow more people to participate. Hold on. Big Willie 105.5.
Doug again.
Big Willie 105.5.
Brian.
I'm actually afraid to pick up the next line here. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Toby.
Big Willie 105.5.
Brian.
Well, this certainly has worked out well. The next caller is going to be our 15th. That's going to be the winner. And I'm guessing it's somewhere between Toby and Brian and Doug. It's my guess. Jamie could be a dark horse. Beach Bottom, you never want to discount those Beach Bottom gals. All right, here we go. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Toby,
congratulations.
Thank you.
The big winner. Did I just call you Kunta Kinte?
I'm sorry?
No. What's your last name, Toby?
Dahlberg.
Spell it.
D as in David, A-L, B as in boy, E-R-G.
Okay, D-A-L. Say that again.
B-E-R-G.
Dahlberg. Okay, fantastic. You know where the Big Willie Studios are on Rock Hill, where the WOMP Studios are?
Yep.
Okay, during business hours, make sure you bring ID. And congratulations, Toby. Congratulations. That's fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day. There you go. All right. Well, we tried to... hold on a second. People are still calling. Big Willie 105.5.
This is Brian.
Yeah, you're number 16.
All right.
Very stoic. Very accepting. All right. So Toby's the big winner. So we expanded it, make it 15 callers, so we would have more participants. Because some people call all the time like they're like lunatics and maniacs and all that. And, well, we did have a few more. And it was like a three-horse race with Toby and Brian and Doug and, well, Toby's the big winner today. So congratulations. And that is great. We're going to have to keep working on this. I don't know why it's so hard for my listeners. I really don't know why it's so hard. Giving away these great prize packages, I don't know why this is so hard. It should be very, very simple, very, very easy. Boy, Doug certainly I could identify with kicking out the deadbeats. Huh? Property management. And if you've got any Section 8 tenants, rots a ruck with that. rots a ruck with that. All right, fine. So there's that. So Toby is the big winner. Don't forget Dimitri Graffiti coming up shortly. Make sure you follow the rules of engagement for Dimitri Graffiti. Do not try to interact with the host. This whole segment of Dimitri Graffiti that we're going to get to in a little bit is designed for the listeners. It's designed for you. You're the star of this thing. When you call in, you are the star. You say or do whatever it is you want to say or do within the confines of the rules of engagement. It's all set up for you. So that's coming up. All right, back to Jim Justice here. So Jim Justice is saying that the Epstein files need to be released, and I mentioned earlier, all this is theater. The only thing that matters is for the alleged perpetrators to be charged by the DOJ, by Pam Bondi, or some caller, because she's on Fox so often, Pam Blondie, and then charge them and then see what happens in court. That's the only thing that matters. Everything else is just theater. It's just theater. Nothing else matters. So Jim Justice is saying, well, we need to release the Epstein files. It doesn't matter. What matters is whether they're going to be charged and arrested and have a trial. That's what matters. You have to interview every one of those poor little girls that they haven't suicided yet. Get all the information. They know who raped them. These are big names. These are big celebrities. Then you charge them. That's the only thing that matters. Everything else is theater, including Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend. It's all theater. It doesn't matter. What matters is justice for these little girls. And why the Trump administration, of all the people on this earth, why the Trump administration does not understand that and is trying to just sweep this under the rug is incomprehensible to me. It's incomprehensible. It really is. Oh, my God. All right, fine. Something else that Jim Justice said that really just got me just really upset. And he said, okay, this is part of the Channel 7 story. After emphasizing his commitment to West Virginia during the COVID-19 pandemic, Justice emphasized the importance of trusting professionals in this situation regarding the vaccine mandates. And he's saying that vaccine exemptions in West Virginia, well, he doesn't think there should be any. Justice also spoke on vaccine exemptions, West Virginia, a topic that was sparked locally by an ongoing feud regarding religious exemptions in schools between the West Virginia Department of Education and Governor Patrick Morrisey. Naturally, the issue took off this week as Florida announced plans to become the first state in the nation to ban vaccine mandates. And Jim Justice is saying this. I think really and truly who should guide us in what to do is the medical community, the doctors, the people that are absolutely educated in this community in every way. We really need to do something. We do. But we don't need to just be branching out on our own and ignore the medical community either. For decades and decades and decades, the CDC did unbelievably good work. So Jim Justice, along with the bishop of the Wheeling-Charleston Roman Catholic Diocese, saying that there should not be any exemptions, religious or philosophical or anything, regarding these vaccine mandates. We need to trust the experts. Trust the experts, really, Jim Justice? If you're new to the show, you might not know that a few years ago, in the middle of this pandemic, which I never believed in the first place, I sent a FOIA request to Governor Jim Justice, saying, I want to see all of the medical and math that you used, all of the information that you used to determine the rules and regulations regarding what's going to be open and what's going to be closed regarding this lockdown. I want to see all the studies. I want to see all the math. I want to see all the paperwork that was involved in reaching this conclusion. A FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act request. I sent it to Governor Jim Justice. To his credit, his lawyer responded, legal counsel to him. Beautiful stationery, by the way. Oh, my God. And in there it said, we're not giving you anything, and I'm paraphrasing here, we're not giving you anything because we don't have anything. Think about what that means. Everything that Jim Justice came up with, and I'm sure the other governors like Mutilation Mike DeWine in Ohio and all the others, was not based on anything. No studies, no math, no nothing. I actually sent the FOIA request to Governor Jim Justice, and that's the response I got. We can't give you anything because we don't have anything. In other words, they were just all making it up, just like in Ohio with this Dr. Amy Acton, this Obama lover that Rhino DeWine picked as his head of the health department. They were just making up all of this stuff about, well, we have to close churches for COVID, but we can leave the strip joints open. And we have to close the small mom-and-pop grocery stores, but we can leave the big grocery stores, the supermarkets, open. And you have to walk up this aisle and down that aisle. And Fauci, trust the experts like Fauci and the CDC? Really, Jim Justice? You made up this stuff when I called you out on it. You just made it up.